excuse me. Welcome back. I hope you're having a good Monday morning here on News Radio 92.3. We are enjoying our morning so far. We've had some lovely guests. We have Alex Gardner and Christy Rogers with Pensacola Children's Chorus. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you
Thank you so much for joining me this morning. If you have any questions or you want to join in this conversation, please do. 437-1620 here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Of course, my voice is fine until I get on the radio. Y'all know that, right? It was like, oh, no, wait, hey, you're not okay. I love it. It's great. I hope you're having a wonderful Monday morning here in Pensacola. It's going to be a beautiful day, regardless if it rains. We're going to have a great day. We're going to talk all things about showtime, singing the summer interactive camps, auditions, so you don't want to miss out on this next half hour. Like I said, if you want to join in, it's 437-1620. So y'all need to know that Christy had an exciting weekend this weekend.
I did.
Can you tell everyone where you went?
I got to go to Nashville for Girls Weekend and see Taylor Swift in concert. So it was very exciting. We did not have tickets when we got on the plane, so we were frantically trying to get ones that were not super expensive, and it went down to the wire, but we got tickets for Saturday's show about 3 hours before the show, so totally worth it. It was amazing. I mean, she's phenomenal, but even if you're not a fan, just the production value of her show is just...
It's great.
Oh, it's absolutely insane. I mean, it's just... Every little detail she does not overlook. Costumes, the technology part of it, all the screens. The stage itself is a screen. So, like, at one point it turned into a guitar. I mean, all of the backup dancers, it was phenomenal.
And speaking of production value.
Yes.
Moving right on in. I was all invested in Taylor Swift there for a minute, Alex. I had questions, but okay.
No, it's kind of it's great that Taylor Swift is this weekend in Nashville because there's so many connections between her amazing production value. My wife was there as well. and what we do with the Pensacola Children's Chorus.
Okay.
People think that, you hear Children's Chorus and you have this preconceived notion in your mind. And one of my favorite things is when we have new patrons come in, they are blown away by just the total production quality that we have. It's not kids singing on risers. Mm-hmm. It is... the costumes, the lights, the sound, there's choreography. The music is truly dynamic. We're not singing Taylor Swift this concert. We did try and work it in. We do have Sarah Bareilles. She's pretty cool.
Yeah, Sarah Bareilles is cool. Yes.
She's pretty great. There's so many amazing things happening with Showtime this weekend, and we're excited to bring it to Pensacola again.
Absolutely. And it's coming this weekend.
Yes.
So coming up real quick, May 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Yeah. So Showtime is we call it a review of stage and screen. But what it really is kind of just a big hodgepodge of what is culturally relevant going on at the time. So we have folks who really love Matilda, the musical and the movie. We have a Matilda mashup, that big Netflix. And if you're on TikTok, you definitely saw the TikTok trend of those kids dancing. It's crazy. You'll see that in the show as well.
Oh, fun.
Like I said, Sarah Bareilles, there's a great, we're doing a big, huge Wizard of Oz, Wicked, the Wiz mashup. Mm-hmm. And then that ends with Sarah Bareilles' Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, her cover of the Elton John classic.
Oh,
and our
nice.
Singers are absolutely killing that. It's gorgeous. And there's all sorts of music from many different musicals. We've got some lesser known things like Ragtime, big hits from Hairspray. Mary Poppins, of course, is a big hit around here with Ashley Brown. But there's a lot of variety in the show. We're really excited.
It sounds super exciting.
Yeah, actually, the audience will enjoy a whole Mardi Gras parade at
really?
One point during the concert. Yeah. So for anybody listening who has no idea what we do, all of those things are very non-typical for a children's choir to be doing in a concert. So we're excited.
It sounds exciting. And are you doing this on Mother's Day as well?
We are doing it on Mother's Day. We are a little bit beholden to our dates based on the Sanger's availability.
And honestly, I was asking because I was like, oh, I might want to take my daughter.
Yes,
it wasn't like, why would you do that? he's probably like, I'm sorry.
No, it's great. I can. You're the people I like to talk to on the phone. Some people call me and do different things. But it's a great thing to do with your mom. It's very family friendly, very family oriented. On Sunday, it's a 2:30 show, so it's a perfect time for brunch.
Oh, yeah,
a little
perfect.
Activity afterwards, and then come onto the theater. It's really great.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's called an extravaganza for a reason, it sounds like.
Oh, it's very extra. And
it's
there's
very
a lot
extra.
Of ganza as well.
Yeah. We love extra for sure. If you want to find out more, you can go over to PensacolaSings.org, PensacolaSings.org. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Alex Gardner and Christy Rogers with the Pensacola Children's Chorus. If you have any questions, comments, please join us, 437-1620. You can call or text. We'd love to hear from you this morning. So we're talking about Showtime, which is this weekend, May 12th, 13th, and 14th. And those times are on your website?
Yeah, so Friday and Saturday are at 7:30, and then Sunday is at 2:30.
Okay.
And tickets are available online at our website, PensacolaSings.org. But to avoid fees through Ticketmaster, you can go directly to the Sanger Theater box office.
Okay.
And for anybody who can't attend in person, we are live streaming again on Friday and Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And those tickets are available on our website as well.
So let's talk a little bit about the Pensacola Children's Chorus. These are children ages range from?
We serve singers in grades 1 through 12.
1 through 12, okay.
We have about 200 currently enrolled. Mm-hmm. And we're a performing arts organization first and foremost, but we use the performing arts to instill critical life skills, responsibility, teamwork, accountability, confidence, and empathy. And as one of the joys that we have is that unlike schools where you matriculate from grade to grade and your teachers change, we get to see our kids multiple years at a time. So we have singers graduating this year who have been with the program for 10 entire years. And the progression that we see in them over the course of that time is truly transformational. Mm-hmm. It's very inspirational to see what a shy kid can transform into. And that's truly what we're best known for, is that life-changing experience through the arts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we like to parade around, because it truly is... You have to see it to experience
you have
it.
To, that's why you need to go to Showtime this
absolutely,
weekend.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Fabulous. And let's talk about a little bit about auditions, since we're talking about the children and their ages and how you can join.
Absolutely. So we are we're hosting auditions not next Saturday, but the following Saturday, May 20th, I want to say. Yep, May 20th. And audition is a scary word, but it is not a scary experience.
Well, good.
We use auditions to... kind of take that step into, we can do hard things.
Mm-hmm.
We are capable of doing difficult things, but our audition process is very simple. There's no preparation required. It's just basically a skills check to understand where a child is in their musical development. We do not turn anybody away. It's one of those things that if you have a desire to learn,
mm-hmm.
We want you. And so any child who has a proclivity for the arts or singing or whatnot, we want them in our program.
Very good.
And so we're very welcoming.
And they go over to PensacolaSings.org for this information of dates and times for that?
Absolutely. Sign-ups are online right now at PensacolaSings.org.
Fabulous. You are listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am here with Alex Gardner and Christy Rogers with the Pensacola Children's Chorus. If you want more information, PensacolaSings.org. We're talking all things Showtime, their end-of-season extravaganza, which is coming up this weekend. So if you need something to do, want to take your children to see something fun, maybe a family event, this is definitely something you should go check out. Auditions are coming up. Tell me again, Alex, when auditions are.
They are on Saturday, May 20th.
May 20th.
But if that date doesn't work, we do appointment only as well. So
okay. All
you have to do is give us a call or shoot us an email, and we can make that happen.
Great. And Christy, can you tell me a little bit about your summer interactive camps that are coming up? I know end of the school year is literally 3 weeks away. Have no clue how we got here.
I know.
No clue. Like,
it
I blinked and I was like,
by.
Wait, no. I was like, no, we have months. No, we have 2.5 weeks.
It does. It just flies by.
I literally blinked, but that's okay because we have some awesome interactive camps for your kids. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, so our Sing in the Summer program is 5 weeks of interactive camps. We have a spotlight series that's available, one to our elementary age students, grades 1 through 5, and one to our middle school age students, 6 through 12. And that is a week-long camp where you practice, and at the end of the week, you perform a musical. So
it's literally a musical in a week.
It is.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And it's phenomenal. I mean, the kids are so, I mean, they're so talented. And oftentimes in our camps, we get kids that have never participated in any of our programs. So they really make a lot of progress in that week to have a really great performance at the end that family and friends are all invited to, you know, watch. And then we have our dance intensive series, which is for grades 7 through 12, where they'll learn about all different types of dance, hip hop and jazz and
Broadway classic and stuff as well.
Oh, yeah. It's phenomenal. They're so talented.
And that's led by our choreographers, who mm-hmm. are just, they're really engaging and quite dynamic. It's different than a dance studio. They're just really great. Our kids
they're
love them.
So much fun.
They're so much
oh,
fun.
Good. So much fun. Miss Lindsay and Mr. Michael are just, they're the life of the party.
They truly are.
Yep. And we're offering two new camps this summer to our current enrolled students, a Christmas in July, where they're going to be performing or recording a Christmas CD, which is one of the requests we get a lot at our Christmas on the Coast. They're like, where can we get a CD of all these great Christmas songs? So we're going to be doing that to have available at our shows. And then a musical theory camp for kids that are participating in the course and they just wanted to elevate their experience and learn, get a more in-depth experience on musical theory and everything that goes into that. And then the end of the summer is our summer festival, which is we kind of refer to as PCC Light. If you're mm-hmm. interested in possibly joining the resident choir and you just aren't really sure what it's about and you don't really know, you know, it's a really great experience to come and see what it's like for, you know, a week long and to see whether it's a good fit for you and whether it's something that you would enjoy. I will say it's pretty much, I mean, I don't want to say 100% conversion rate, but it is really, really high.
It's a really high conversion rate, that's for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, it's led by all of our teachers. So kids who come into that get to experience what it's like to work with our instructors every week, but just for 1 week. Gosh, what did I describe it as? It's like it's choir meets dance meets show choir meets world music meets stage presence meets games. There's so much mm-hmm. chalked into just 1 week. And it's so much fun. And the kids just love it. They're exhausted by the end of the week, but we have a great time doing it.
Yeah, hey. I'm not opposed to children being exhausted after they've had a blast for a whole week.
Absolutely.
So.
Yes. And it's a great way to end the summer. It's just I think it's maybe 1-4 weeks before school starts. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
It's a good thing for parents who have already scheduled their camps for the summer and they're just kind of like, I need something more for my kid to do before we go back to school. This
okay.
is a great 9-to-4 experience.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you, the interactive camps, is that an all-day event? Like you could, for working parents, or is this something that's half day?
Most of them are pretty much full day.
Full day, okay.
Our Spotlight series is 9-2, and our Summer Festival is 9-4.
Okay, very good. And we are talking also about, let's head back over to Showtime in the Season Extravaganza, because it's this weekend. Mm-hmm. If you want something to do with your children, I know it's Mother's Day coming up. I know a lot of moms are like, I just need a break. And that's okay.
Send Dad with the kids to the concert.
There you go.
Or come to the concert, because you have to be quiet kind of during a concert. Yeah, it's a little bit of a break.
No, I can see how that goes. Shh, be quiet. No, it's okay. I was thinking that would be something fun to take your children to, definitely.
It is.
Even if you don't have children, it's something fun to experience, especially, you know, just being a part of something in our community like this is great. Mm-hmm. And supporting the children's choir is amazing. So come support them, regardless if you have kids or not. Come enjoy the show. If you want more information, head on over to PensacolaSings.org. They have all the show times, the dates. They have auditions coming up May 20th. They have interactive camps coming up. You don't want to miss out. If you want to join in the conversation, you can. It's 437-1620. So Showtime is going to be about, can you tell us again what some things that we are looking forward to?
Certainly. So Showtime is, like I said earlier, kind of a mod podge of many different types of music. We're starting with a very classy, upscale, ritzy, glitzy. song is Putting on the Ritz, which many will recognize, mm-hmm. Which leads to a set of some classic songs that are sung like by Frank Sinatra. That's called The Crooners and Swooners. We've got some really great music in that. Our younger kids are doing some really lovely fairy tale type things, some music from Into the Woods, the musical Once on This Island, some may recognize from the Broadway revival just a couple years ago. Our high schoolers are doing a really incredible ending for our first act that's based around the concept of freedom, but through a different lens than typically, you know, around here with our military heritage. It's not the red, white, and blue that we always do. We are doing a little bit of variety this year. This year we're using the text of Langston Hughes, and some really incredible music from the movie Selma, from the movie the Harriet movie of Harriet Tubman. The music from Ragtime and some of the music from Hairspray as well as in that. And then we're ending the concert with a medley of music by the Broadway composer Stephen Schwartz, which many will recognize the musical Wicked. Mm-hmm. He wrote that. We're also doing stuff from Godspell, which was a big, big hit, of course. And gosh, there's so much music in this. You know, a typical children's choir concert, you get your program, and there's mm-hmm. you know, maybe one choir does three songs and you do another three songs. Our kids, each choir does like 10 songs every little set. I mean, we have probably 115 titles in this concert.
Oh wow, how long is the concert?
The concert is just about 2 hours.
2 hours, okay.
So it's a perfect little time. And it is such a family-friendly, fun experience. Like I said earlier, people come into the theater who have never been to a children's choir performance before, Pensacola Children's Chorus performance before. They have this idea of what a children's chorus is like, and we're just not that.
The only way to experience it is to see it, to believe it.
It sounds like a cop-out, but it truly is not, because I can tell you about the production value. I can tell you about the costumes, the dance, and just the vocal quality of our singers. I can tell you about all of it, but those are just idle words until you see it all combined into one. It's a breathtaking experience when you consider that these are just children.
Right.
Because they perform at such a professional quality. And that's really a testament to our teachers.
I was going to say, that definitely is a testament to the facility and the structure of it.
Yes. We have a really incredible instructional team. Who really take our mission to heart and understand that when you align arts and music toward growth and discipline and all these skills that music can teach, it really elevates the level of performance to a way that is hard to replicate if you're only focused on performance quality. If you're really only focused on putting on a good show, you're going to miss out on some really vital learning. And what we love to do is flip that on its head, because when we focus on making our singers better people, the performances get better.
Absolutely.
Without us even trying.
Yeah.
And it just keeps getting better and better every year. I love the comments from patrons at the end of the show. This is the best one yet. I was like, really? After 33 years, this is the best
every
one?
Year.
But every year it seems to get better and better mm-hmm. and better. And it's a testament to our instructors, but more it's a testament to our singers mm-hmm. because they buy into it. They see mm-hmm. it. Our parents invest in it, and it's truly a sight to behold.
Now I want to go see it. Thank you.
Please.
I'm excited. Definitely. If you want to support the Pensacola Children's Chorus, you can too. Go over to their website. There's a you can click to show your support today and give a donation. If you can't go, but you still
Absolutely.
Want to support the cause and what they do. This is amazing, especially for our youth in Pensacola, that they can be a part of something like this and learn and grow. And I think it's amazing. And they tell you their impact. They've served 7,746 youth. Served by programs.
That was just last year.
In 1 year.
Yeah. It's even higher this year. We've got so many new programs that are happening this year. We've got a great partnership with the City of Pensacola Department of Parks and Recreation. We're hosting two choirs in their community resource centers. We also have regional initiatives happening in Century and a little further away in Atmore. We have choirs that are in operation up there, and their performances are the week after showtime. So what we're trying to do with the Children's Chorus is we recognize the value that our choirs have here in Pensacola and the impact that they have on our young people, and recognizing that we have the resources to do that a little bit more broadly. We're actively pursuing opportunities to promote that mission elsewhere, which is why our groups in Century and Atmore are doing very well. We're working very hard with the city to kind of bring that, especially towards West Pensacola, and allowing more singers who perhaps have barriers of transportation or even finances to experience the Children's Chorus and what we have to offer.
I see that you give away scholarships.
We give away a lot of scholarships. Yeah, we have a really incredible new initiative this season called AAA, which stands for Affordable Accessible Arts. And what that did is that limited our tuition to $15 per month for our resident groups. And through that program, we award this year, which is a record for us, we've given out about $60,000 in scholarships. And that's all supported by donors and sponsors and very generous leaders in our community who make that happen. But we operate with a policy that no one will be turned away for any reason. And that includes finances.
Wow.
So we find a way.
That's amazing. That really is. If you want to know more information, you can head on over to PensacolaSings.org. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Alex Gardner and Christy Rogers with Pensacola Children's Chorus. We're talking about Showtime, the end of season extravaganza. You don't want to miss out on this. This is going to be amazing. May 12th, 13th, and 14th. So you have 3 dates. You could go and see that. Bring your kids. Don't bring your kids. Just go enjoy the show, you know?
And tickets are also we have tickets as low as $16, I think.
Okay.
So
and they go over to your website to purchase those?
Yep. That'll take you to Ticketmaster. You can go to Ticketmaster as well. But if you want to avoid fees, which is my pro tip, go directly to the Sanger box office.
Okay. And Christy, you were telling us a little bit about the summer interactive camps. Mm-hmm. And so when does that start?
So I believe our first camp is June. I'm going to get Alex to
look it up for you.
I think it's around June 20th or June 22nd.
June 19th is our very first
Spotlight series.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it kicks off in June.
And we have to do our summer tours first.
Okay. Yes.
We have to travel to Costa Rica and then get back.
Oh.
And then we can start camps.
Yep. Sounds terrible,
Alex. It's going to be so rough. So rough.
So Spotlight Series, June 19th to the 23rd, is for grades 1 through 5. Mm-hmm. And
yes.
Then July 10th through the 14th is grades 6 through 8.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and then our summer festival concludes at the end of July, that last full week of July as well, which is for grades 1 through 8.
And we have, for that camp, our high school students that are part of the resident choir, they participate as interns. So
fun.
I have a cousin who is in the children's chorus. She's in fourth grade. And that's one of her favorite parts, is being able to interact with the older kids and the relationship that she's able to have with, you know, high school students that are like her, that are interested in singing and interested in, you know, performing. And so I think that's definitely a special component of what our programs are in the summer, but also throughout the year, of having our high school students help and mentor and guide the younger children. It benefits the children, but also the high schoolers.
Absolutely, yes, and you have a dance intensive for high schoolers July 5th through the 8th, grades 7 through 12 plus, so you don't want to miss out on that. And that's great that you're incorporating that, letting the older kids with the little kids maybe some mentorship going on. So that is wonderful. If you need more information, it's PensacolaSings.org. And it's a great way, I feel like, just to get their feet wet if they've never done this before, right?
Yeah,
if your kid's never done this and kind of showing interest, hey, let's do a summer camp and see what you think about it.
Absolutely. It's a great way to get your feet wet, that's for sure. And one of the reasons that we do so well at the Pensacola Children's Chorus is the wonderful opportunities that we have to talk to people like you.
Thank you. Yes, it's a pleasure.
And our great friends
you.
At Cat Country and News Radio that allow us to get our story out to a wider audience. You know, it's not lost on us, the value of that. So thank you so much.
Well, we appreciate you telling us and letting everyone know about all these fun things. You know, honestly, it's hard to get to know everything around here. There's a lot going on in Pensacola.
Of course.
A whole lot. So it's great that you're here telling us all these fun things, especially for your kids this summer. If you're like, what do I want my kids to do? Send them over to Pensacola Children's Chorus. They're going to have a blast. They get to do a rehearsal and a show. It's going to be fantastic. So the Pensacola Children's Chorus, it's a Broadway-style extravaganza. They're going to have music from different genres, from classical to contemporary pop to musical theater. You don't want to miss out. It's May 12th through the 14th at the Pensacola Sanger Theater. Coming up, we have ADX Digital, and we have a news break with Fox News and from our local newsroom. You don't want to miss out.